Thank you so very much for your kind words. And it is truly a remarkable community, town in which to live, and the number of people that give back on a regular basis, not just through the Salvation Army, but through the many wonderful volunteers that are part of our town each and every day. There are a number of volunteers that do various deeds and things throughout the week and throughout the year. And I just want to give you an opportunity to just shout out. I know that's not the normal thing we do, to say that this is what we do. But every volunteer opportunity, every volunteer task, no matter how small or how simple or how big or in the front of people or behind the scenes, every opportunity, every volunteer is valued and appreciated. And so there's a number of different volunteers. All we have to do is look at Christmas, and dare I say that word, right? Christmas, and the number of kettle workers, volunteers that were. Do you know our kettle campaign is run by total volunteers, and that over 2,000 hours were done by students alone? Students, young people that committed to making a difference in our community. And they become the volunteers when we get older, right?
Says who?
Well, you did turn 64 yesterday, so. But yeah, no. I just said I'm retiring on his merit. That's it. But God is good. And so how do you volunteer? There's prayer teams. There's worship teams. There's cleaning teams. There's all kinds of people with all kinds of tasks. Bible study leaders. Prayer warriors. People who greet. I love, and I would invite you to come and join with us at Cafe Connection, which is during our food bank hours on Mondays and Wednesdays, where there is a host of volunteers that greet and meet and make our friends feel warm and comfortable as they come in and sit in this place and receive hope and light. There was one volunteer that started earlier this week, and there was a family that came in whose languages we had no idea who it was, what it was, and a volunteer that started on Monday was able to communicate with that family and just share what it is that we are doing here. God's people, God's timing, and we are grateful for everything that our volunteers do. So much so that I'm working myself out of a job on Mondays and Wednesdays. And that's okay, because we're about community and we're about utilizing the gifts and abilities of each other as part of this community so that we can make it a better place in which to live. And when Ken and I do retire, we are hoping to retire in the town of Whitby, and so because we love it here. And it's part of the community that serves others, and to be able to give back in a different capacity as a volunteer. And so we thank you each. So many things. You can think of the things that you help with throughout the week, throughout the year, and we do say thank you for everything that you do, for who you are, and for how you represent the Salvation Army from time to time when there is a public event. And so we give you thanks for that today. We also want to acknowledge those who are live on our live stream as well. There's a number of our volunteers that probably couldn't be here today in person, and we want to give a shout out to you as well to say thank you to you. For all that we say in-house goes out of this house as well. And so we're thankful and grateful for all that you do from time to time. I just want to share a short talk with you this morning. Have you ever noticed how some things go better together? Think about it. What are some things that go better together? He said chocolate and peanut butter.
Ugh.
Reese's Pieces, to be specific. What else? Orioles and milk, right. What about popcorn and a movie? Yeah, you're all agreeing with me. What's that? Or a hockey game. Yeah, we won't go there this morning. How about peanut butter and jelly, right. What about Batman and
Robin.
See, you all know these. Peas and
carrots
or peas and corn. That's if you like any of those veggies, right? And what about bacon? Right. Anything, absolutely. Bacon goes with anything. It does not matter. And as true as this principle is in these everyday scenarios, when it comes to, I believe it is even more true when it comes to the Christ-centered relationships we can have with other people. When we live in community with one another, we learn lessons, don't we? We can look back on our volunteer experiences and we can see how we've learned to be better people. We've learned lessons and grow in ways that would not have happened if we were in isolation. If we were to go back to those COVID days where we all lived in isolation, where growth was hard, wasn't it? The only growth that happened was the fact that we would sit and probably munch on comfort food. Growth was hard. But when we work together with people, we learn lessons and we grow in ways. When students volunteer, they grow and develop into young, responsible adults. I believe life is best lived when it's lived in connection with other people. I believe that we are better together. I mean, think about those volunteer memories that you have. Think about the encounters that you've had with people, the conversations that you've had with people. Think about the fact that at Christmas, if you were a regular volunteer that was at a location at one particular time and the staff would say, "Are you coming back?" What an impact a volunteer can have. It was not because of what we're doing, although that's part of it, because of who we were while we were doing it. There is something inside of us who knows that a shared life leads to a full life. You see, we were created for community. We were created for community. I think this is evidenced by the amount of time that people spend on social media these days, from Facebook to Instagram to Snapchat to WhatsApp to whatever else, TikTok, whatever. We find that human beings are desperate to have a connection with others. They're desperate to have a connection with others. We want to know people. We really know people. And in the end, we deeply desire to be known. We were created to be in community. I've referenced Cafe Connection / Food Bank times earlier. When I look down on a Monday or Wednesday, or I come out of my office, because I find it hard to sit in my office when there's people around, and to connect, and I see, you know, the play area here for the kids, and the moms sitting and having their coffee while they're waiting, or the dads, or someone quietly sitting over here waiting for their number to be called. And the volunteers mix and mingling. I see it, community happening. In fact, in the very beginning of the Bible, when God created the first human being, he said that everything he had made was good. There was only one thing that he said was not good, and it was that man was alone. And so God created a companion for him to partner with and to grow with. And we see this concept of community appear as well at the end of Jesus' ministry. And in the Gospel of John, just hours before Jesus is arrested and crucified, he's praying in the garden. And of all the things Jesus could possibly be praying for in the final days of his life, he is praying for the community of people. Jesus knows that with all the things that we would face, we would need one another because we are better together. We are better together. God demonstrates community through the way he relates to himself. And it gives us a framework for our Christ-centered relationships today that help us change and help us to grow. Now, the closest relationship that I have ever experienced on earth is obviously my marriage. And what? No, don't clap. What I have found is that a marriage is not a 50-50 thing, is it? Who believes? No, don't raise your hand if you believe a marriage is a 50-50 thing. It's not a 50-50 investment. It's not a 50-50 investment. This relationship of a marriage that Ken and I have committed to is 100-100. No 50-50. It's 100%. 100%. We are to give and receive from one another each day of our lives. And that is the way we change. We help each other become more humble, more sacrificial, more generous and faithful. Not alone, but better together. Better together. And so in community, together, we carry one another's burdens. And one of the ways having Christian community changes us is by connecting us to people who can help carry the heavy burdens, the heavy load of life. There may be someone who has gone through what you are going through. And you can honestly say to that person by volunteering and say, I know how that feels. Me too. That person may be the perfect person to find help from in your time of need. Jesus knew that there would be things we would face, struggles we would have, challenges we would come across that we could not face alone. When we feel that we are alone, when we feel like no one can relate, we tend to lose hope. But when you are in a community, you find there are others who struggle with addiction, others who are praying for a wayward son or daughter, others who are recovering from the loss of a loved one, others who have doubts, others who struggle with debt, and amazingly, our own burdens become lighter as we learn that we aren't alone in them. Volunteers make the community better because in community, we can carry one another's burdens. And then it changes us as well. And so our community is birthed out of intentionality. There was a deep sense in the early church that Chantel read to us earlier that they needed one another. They needed one another over meals, during prayer, by meeting the needs of the people around them. They demonstrated that the life of faith is truly better together. God's desire was for the world to see that this Jesus movement was not just another flash in the pan, but instead it was the beginning of something that the world would that would change the world. The unity of these new followers of Jesus was demonstrating to others that God was at work. And when you look at the things mentioned in these verses, it was nothing special. They were eating meals together. They were praying together, they were gathering together, they were experiencing the power of God together in their midst, and they were making sure that the needs of the people around them were met. So as volunteers, we encourage one another to move forward. We want more for one another than we often want for ourselves. Isn't that correct? We want more for one another than we want for ourselves. That giving, that sacrificial life. It's believing that there is a God-given potential for a full life within each of us. It's being willing to say the hard things and receive hard things because that is how we grow and move forward. Sometimes the volunteer activities that we do is not necessarily something that we want to do. Sometimes when we start a volunteer position or activity, we grow in that position as well. We grow and we move forward. Volunteers are committed to being there, and we look for opportunities to bring hope into the lives of others, and we take full advantage of the opportunities that we get. We are better together because we become the hands and feet of Jesus, and we send each other out to be those hands and feet as well. So the one, the two, the three, the 1,000, the over 2,000 volunteers that helped the Salvation Army in 2023 with over 20,000 hours of volunteer service. Imagine if any organization or church had to pay that out. You would not be able to do it, would you? But volunteers give. And give, and give again. So how have you personally experienced the desire for connection and community in your life? Are you part of a community that volunteers? Are you a volunteer? Are you a fulfilled volunteer? Where you help and give to others. Just as we sing together, "In My Life Be Glorified," as we conclude our worship service, this part of our service this morning. As Christians, those who believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, the reason we serve comes out of our relationship with Him. Not everybody has that relationship. We hope everybody would have that relationship with Jesus, but we serve out of that. But there are so many other people together that we serve together that make us all better together. And so this morning, as we just reflect on it, and maybe you're thinking about, maybe as you're sitting there, think about a person that you've interacted with as a volunteer. Think about a person that you've shared with. How can you bring that hope and life and light to them this week? This week. It's simple, really. It's being Jesus in the world. It's being a neighbor. It's showing grace. It's showing love. It's being who we are. And as was relayed earlier, the town of Whitby will become even better because we serve the community together. We serve the community together. And so as we sing this, as we conclude our service, let's just think about those people. Maybe there's someone this week that you know that maybe I should just reach out to them and say, "Hey, how are you doing? How you doing? Just thought about you this week. Want to let you know that we miss you. We miss you." Let's just sing it together and reflect.
In my life, Lord, be glorified.